Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Of course, you will become audible.
Till such time, when we get into the thick of things and shoot into the barrel of things, I'm going to say good morning to Brother Leon Francis. Of course, he's going to be leading us in prayer. We always start off the proceedings with prayers, but we're going to summon Leon to do that this morning. And also, he has a prayer list that he would have to disseminate to us this morning. Good morning, Leon. How are you?
A pleasant good morning to you, Ivor. I'm fine, and I hope you are doing well, as usual.
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
Wonderful day under the circumstances. Getting to
little bit of audio disturbance. I detect a little bit. I don't know. You can do some adjustment from your end. Mm. But let me just go on with the prayer. Got a wonderful day in my neck of the woods. I'm grateful for that. And I will say to you and all the listeners, good morning as well. And dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for this wonderful day you have given us. Pray you'll continue to make it so all the time, Lord. It's a good day, and we hope everyone elsewhere is enjoying similar weather conditions, Lord. This morning I pray especially for the show, hope that it goes on without any interruption and that the folks will enjoy every moment of it. Pray for the host, the co-host, and all the others who make it possible each and every Saturday morning for the past year and a half or so. Lord, we thank you. We thank you most mercifully for what you have done to make it possible. And we pray also for the ones who we have continually prayed for each and every week. Especially our dear friends, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, Murchison Bobsy Nisbet, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elgamita Willett, Ralston, Otto Wentworth Francis, and his brother Talbert Francis, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop Willis, Mona Daniel, and the family and the members of the family, Gilmore Hallpike, Earl Stevenson, and Janet Hughes. And also Dr. Roger Brown, Lord, he's good, but he needs more help, Lord. Virgil Francis' son and our dear brother, Linford McKenzie. And especially the ones who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, we pray you will continue to touch their hearts and their bodies and heal them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads, Lord. We're grateful for all you have done for the show, and we just hope and pray, Lord, that today's show will be the better for the ones who are able to hear it, and trust that it will be inspiring to others like it does to me. In your present name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Am I hearing me any better now, Len?
Yes, yes. Completely.
Okay,
better.
Very good. Let's go ahead and say good morning to Don B. over there in New York, and I'm sure she has a report for us. Telling us it's summer-like, and perhaps she's going to be out in her two-piece bikini today. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, how are you?
Yes, I'm here in New York, where we are a bit cloudy this morning, but still great temperature. We're in the 60s, and it hopes to rain later today. That's the forecast, but we're okay.
Okay, very well.
Good morning.
Yes, well, I forgot to tell Leon to send a little special prayer for Murchie's too, for there's a death there in her family as well.
Mm.
That's Miss Concy. We'll probably get into that a bit later. As well as I'll say a few things that we're going through here this morning too. In my neck of the woods, where I'm concerned, but nonetheless, we're fast coming to the end of May, but somehow we sort of bypass Bob Marley as well, too, and Malcolm X. But nonetheless, we'll patch that up somewhere along the line. The month has gone so quickly, things are happening so fast that we're almost into 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Quick fasting in a hurry. Even yesterday, my plans had to be aborted. I wanted to be in Tallahassee for the, Thursday, Friday, and even to today. But thing just went away. I'll get into that a little later. But for now, I want to say a special good morning to Sister Kathleen. She's away also. Mm-hmm. Not going to be with us this morning. She'll be able to listening, I think, a little later, she said, but she's not in town. Last week, we were fortunate that she was away, I think she said, Philadelphia, but she were able to be on the phone at that time. So whatever she's doing, we just want to pray for traveling mercies for her and all those who are traveling as well. And Donna, I'll join you. We are on the cloudy skies here as well in our neck of the woods. Next week, we're hoping to have better weather because it's the Memorial Weekend and it's the Carnival in Atlanta. Cricket is going to be on show here. They have a Legend Masters tournament. I'll be doing some commentary. So I'll be coming to you probably live from the cricket field. So Cardinal, stand by for that. I think you'll have to rule the rules there. I've already contacted me to do some commentary. So perhaps we'll bring some of that also. On Saturday, I think the tournament starts from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and culminates on Monday, the holiday. So I think that's what I have. I'll give the information a little later. I have it someplace on my phone where they sent it, where they're playing in Atlanta. Well, of course, folks, you know, the inspiration portion comes away.
Before you. Yeah, I just want you to play a special memorial song for my dear wife, you know. In 4 days' time, she would have gone to rest in for a year. So we just want to remember her in your deliberations this morning.
Okay, fine. Would that be God in the Mountain? I know that's your special song.
Yeah, that's my special. Yeah. Never cease to raise my...
And another one, You Raise Me Up. When I hear that, I hear those songs is when you play them.
Josh Groban.
Yeah.
And Linda Randall.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that.
Of course, you remember Mrs. Eunice, great lady, fine lady. I had the distinct pleasure of meeting her, was invited into a home and was warmly welcomed there by both of you, Leanne. And I think she's in a better space. And I always say God has never made a mistake. So we just go along and say she accepted the wings and she went off, but she would have left us with some good memories. I was fortunate to be, very fortunate and on my part, but unfortunate situation when I would have seen her last at her son's funeral. And I really thought it took a toll on her. I don't think it's fair to anybody, but much less a mother to bury a child. But nonetheless, we're not going to judge and we're not going to second guess God. But we're going to remember her, Leanne. And as I was saying, in the inspirational portion, we go until 10 o'clock. Then sports come our way, albeit in brief, because heavyweight comes in from 6 until 9 tomorrow evening. So we'll just have the sports in brief. Then we'll hear from Cardinal. He'll greet his many fans, well, the special ones. And we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that will come to your compliments of Ma Ruby's son of blessed memory. That's Mr. Audley Watson. He compiled those for us on a weekly basis. And, of course, at 10:45, we are going to have the Antigua Care, Dawn and Debbie. And if they're not available, we'll have some representation for them. That comes away at 10:45. Hopefully, we'll be hearing from Dennis Heath, who is over there in Southern California in his PJs at this time. When he comes, he'll let us know if he's in short PJs or the long pants. Well, 11 o'clock, of course, we'll get the discussion. I'm sure we'll talk some more about Mr. Bob Marley. We'll talk about Malcolm X as well. Kind of will have a commentary for us. Always bring something to the front. And Dennis will have sent me something. I think I'll get into it a little later. I think he wants to speak about something as well. something that we spoke about in the past. So, when it comes to Malcolm X, we speak about the death and the birth of Bob Marley, and to see where they coincide. So that's going to be interesting, so stand by for that. I want to say a special good morning to Kathleen over there in the Virgin Islands as well. She's been traveling a lot. I know she has a lot of sky miles. I'm going to ask her to borrow some of those somewhere along the line. And, of course, Lynette over there in St. Kitts. We expect to hear from her as well. She'll give us a report. And I dare say I heard Donna last week on the cricket show, and we have a seat for her in the comm box. She gave some sports report coming out of St. Kitts, and it was really bravo, bravo, bravo. So, Donna, way to go in your reporting on cricket. 7-1, how can we forget that? Sparrow said 10-1 is murder, but in recent time we're saying 7-1, and every time 7-1 is just not only the birth of Ivor Henry, 7-21, it's when we do remember Irma Thompson over there in St. Martin. 7-1, that's the area code of St. Martin. So oftentimes you hear me say 7-1. That's a big shout out to Irma Thompson. I want to say so good morning to her. And of course, in morning is my wife, Barbara, as well. Like I said, we'll get into that a little later. Really, really morning. So, and for me, it's a double whammy. So, without any further ado, unless someone else has something to say, Donna, you might want to represent Mercury's this morning. I'll afford you that thing. I thought you would have been on by now. So let's hear about Kansi before we go into any other thing.
Yes, so it was brought to my attention that Kansi would have passed last Monday. So we are sending our condolences to Cecilia, Bobby, Mercury, and her son Taj and family. The children, maybe her grandchildren, whatever. So condolences, Mercury and Babsy and Celia. All right.
Yes, thank you for that. A special good morning to Cecilia as well. She's been with us during the class of 72 reunion over there in Charleston Secondary School. So we're with you, Cecilia, and hopefully we'll hear from you. It would be nice and good to hear from you, but we're with you. And again, I say God has never made a mistake. So at this time, without any further ado, let us go ahead and remember Mrs. Eunice Francis. 4 days from now will be an anniversary, but we're going to take to the mountain at this time. Special request by Leon Francis.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. You're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, on the mountain, talk where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good time is still God in the valley. The God of the day is still God in the night. Shoulders raise me up to
to more than I can be.
Sometimes some people's truth is only realized long after they are gone.
Is Malcolm X one of those people? Both Malcolm and Bamali were largely influenced by a Caribbean background. Malcolm's mother is Grenadian, and his father was heavily influenced by Marcus Garvey. Well, as many may know, Marcus was born and raised in Jamaica, the land of wood and water. Yes, they're all well-known and passionately celebrated, but are their legacies in the quest for the liberation of African people evident in their influence in shaping the societies of black people in the Caribbean, Africa, or even in Americas? All right, well, of course, you too can be a part of the conversation. Even though we are into the inspirational portion, these are things that may very well inspire. Let's hear from Malcolm.
In order for you and me to devise some kind of method or strategy to offset some of the events or repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate. We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy. Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you? And I, for one, as a Muslim, believe that the white man is intelligent enough. If he were made to realize how black people really feel and how fed up we are without that old compromising sweet talk. Stop sweet talking it. Tell him how you feel. Tell him how, what kind of hell you've been catching, and let him know that if he's not ready to clean his house up, if he's not ready to clean his house up, he shouldn't have a house. It should catch on fire and burn down.
Well, of course, you can ask Prince Harry, when you're black, you can't go back. Harry tell them, Meghan.
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him.
This is American justice.
Yes, sir.
This is American democracy.
Yes,
and those of you who are familiar with it,
yes,
know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that if democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
Malcolm X, born May 19, 1925. The guy was way before his time. Well, there's so much trouble in the world. Let's hear from Robert Mr. Marley. Folks, you're in tune to Caribbean Global Voices, and we're into the inspirational portion.
Look more zones.
Yeah.
And the Wailers, and we're into the inspirational portion, still trying to inspire you with these two great men that would have trod Mother Earth. And remember, he said there's a coincidence between Malcolm X and the great man Robert Nestor Marley. Well, here it is. Malcolm X, he was born in May 19, 1925. Bob Marley, he died on May 11th. 1981, right in Miami. And I remember I was in Virgin Gorda with a policeman working when the sad news came. I could never forget that. Oh, it was a horrible day while I worked at the police station. I will never forget that. 1981, May 11th. We did not forget that date on that day. Okay, well, good morning, good morning. This one is especially for Audley Watson, and we pray for traveling mercies for him also. He's on his way to Jamaica, the land of wood and water. So, Audley, may your stay be very, very welcome when you return home. They always say Jamaica is a good place to come from and a better place to go back to.
Yeah. serious.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. And the Marjorie said she did not hear her good morning introductory song and a half plate. And since it is her show, your show, I just have to do it again and again and again. She's in mourning, and after this, I'll come back to give you some of what's happening in my neck of the wood, as promised.
Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good, this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way. Hallelujah, it's a brand new day. Good morning, Monday. Yeah, I'm still learning to trust and follow. I won't worry what tomorrow gonna bring. Cause you hold it all there in your hand. I'm looking right on now, cause it makes me sing. Good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. It feels like the sun shining on my face.
Journeyed from Florida. Not, excuse me, from Port Orleans in the British Virgin Islands, to witness their daughter walk across the stage. Sorry about that. So of course, that was last Friday, was the graduation. Joyful, nice, and everything went well. On my return, Sunday morning, Donna was the bearer of bad news. I picked up my phone. I didn't walk with that phone. The first thing I saw, I understand that Lennox Stewart has passed. I'm like, this can't be right. So frantically, I made a call to Montserrat, get in touch with my sister. And by the way, that name, that's my sister, one of my sister's husband. And I called, I got my nephew. When I asked to speak to my sister, I got my nephew. And I just wanted to confirm, and he told me yes. And said yes, his dad was out in the pool area, an unfinished pool, and he was measuring to place some tiles in the pool. There's no water. It was unfinished. And he walked backwards and stepped into the deep side of the pool and fell. Fell to his death. Internal bleeding. Man, I was on the toilet and I couldn't move. It's a good thing I was a little bigger than going down into the toilet. I almost felt in my mind I was in it. It was like gut-wrenching. Then now he's a young man. About 60, 68 years old. I consider that to be young. And just die tragically. That was gut-wrenching. Anyway, I spoke with the mother. Of course, she went to a graduation of her granddaughter as well over in North Carolina. And now, time to second guess. She's all torn up, don't know. What happened? Why did he go to measure? They did mention while she was there, while I'm out in North Carolina, maybe I get some tiles so we can go ahead and finish the pool. But as she said, she wasn't know how to finish it, but she mentioned, and like the good old husband, he's a contractor. Oh, she's thinking about the tile. Maybe it's time for me to finish the pool and go out and start measuring for the pool and measure into his death. He was conscious when he fell, but what happened? Messed up his liver. Internal bleeding, went to the hospital, not conscious, of course, and the horrible thing, or maybe it's a good thing, I don't know. She worked at the hospital, so someone videoed his last moments with her, was conscious and everything. And when they, in the operating room, couldn't do anything, they couldn't stop the bleeding, so she just watched him pass away. She turned him over to the Lord, her words to me. He just said, well, just give your heart to the Lord and the thing, and then she couldn't console herself after that. But it was not done yet. As the week progressed, moan through those days, comes the great man's birthday, 19th of May, that's Malcolm X's birthday, but the death of Barbara's brother's wife, the same lady that came to witness her daughter walk across the stage. That again was devastating because early in the morning, Barbara is at her desk. I just hear the screaming and the roof raised with a loud thing. I knew something happened. Only to hear a fine lady who just came and was so happy amongst us. Went to the gym. On the way, after leaving the gym, called her husband and said, he's having difficulty breathing after exercising. Made it outside and to the car. Collapsed. Dead at age, 61, 62. Just like that. So, two deaths to me go down as tragic, untimely. I'm not second guessing God, but untimely, as far as I'm concerned. So never prepare for death, really, but it was just gut-wrenching. And I'm not even sure if Barbara's in a position to even speak. She's all shaken up. Don't even know if she really caught herself good. But I'm trying my best to babysit herself and myself. But like I said, my brother-in-law is in Montserrat, and her sister-in-law is in the British Virgin Islands. So we're going to have some homegoing coming up shortly in Montserrat and in the BVI. If you're there, you can unmute and you can say something if you care to do so at this time. Baba, she's upstairs and listening. If anyone wants to say something too, that's fine. Baba, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you're live on air. I just give a simple synopsis of what would have taken place, but you might just want to send your condolences to the rest of your family who might be very well listening at this time as we getting ready to close out the inspirational portion.
Yes, indeed, it's a sad time for us as a family. But the most important thing about this is that my sister-in-law, the most important thing about this is that I know for sure that my sister-in-law is here. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Mama. That was David Sports.
Yeah, the most important thing about this, I give praise and glory to God. And the most important thing, I give condolences to all my family who would be listening, all of four families who would be listening. But the assuring thing about this is that she knew Jesus Christ as her Savior. We went to school together. We were in the same class together. That was like more than my sister-in-law. She was just a friend. She was a sister and everything to me. That was my buddy. And I know for sure that she loved the Lord. We talked about the Lord and enjoy conversations about the Lord, and I praise God that for that assurance that she had accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior and she knew him, and that's the most important thing. That's the only thing that we will leave here with, is having Jesus Christ as our Savior. Everything else, as you say, is vanity upon vanity. So I, if y'all can keep her family prayer, her kids and, you know, others, I'm in connection with them all the time, and my brother too. They're taking it really hard, but we know that we trust in the Lord and he'll see us through this time. I also want to give condolences to my sister-in-law in Montserrat who lost her husband at this time. I pray that the Lord will continue to comfort her kids, and help her to know that God is with her no matter what. That's the wonderful assurance that we have in Jesus. So we just want to commit everything to your hands and give God thanks and praise he has done for us.
Yes, thank you for that. And my name is Joyce Lynn Tweet, and believe it or not, Kathleen Tweet, who dubbed the influential portion and embraced it as her very own, Leonard Tweet, that is her cousin. So she too is in mourning for the loss of her cousin, my brother-in-law. So the world is just a global village. That's just how close it is. So Kathleen, my heart goes out to you as well. That's your mourning, the loss of your cousin. As a matter of fact, after I would have read Donna's inquiry, I scrolled down and there was Kathleen, who was traveling at the time, was seeking confirmation as well. So she wrote me and asked if it is true. So that made me even go searching after I would have heard it from my nephew. I had to hunt down my sister over in North Carolina to really confirm. As much as he was there on hand, I'm like, why am I taking something what a nephew is saying? I mean, he's old enough. I said, let me see if I can get it from my wife. And that's when I confirmed it with Kathleen. As a matter of fact, she didn't get it until she returned because she was on the airport, on the airplane at the time when I spoke with her. And she was too in hopes that it was not true. But mourning all around. And like I said, with Linda here. Bubbly person. I have a lot of videos. I've posted those privately to the individuals when we were together. And bubbly person, Dr. B was there when I gave him the news yesterday. The question that came from him, he said, "You mean the bubbly lady that was there?" I said, "Yeah, that sat right next to you when we went out to dinner the Wednesday night." And he just couldn't believe it, even as a doctor. Couldn't believe that somebody would pass just like that. He said, "Nah, man, you're kidding. I had to put him on to my wife to confirm it because he and Cardinal think I always telling a true story. But I know David don't believe, man. David always believes when I speak." And we have David standing by. Last week we had the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that were taking place on this day before the sports. It's kind of with us, since we were in this mood, we would have something with birthdays and celebrations. Cardinal is listening, but he's muted over there. So he can always come in and bring himself. Otherwise, we'll stay in this mode for a little bit. But while we're here, let's go ahead and say, let me personally say, send my condolences to Bobby and Murchis, because they too are mourning the loss of a relative. Kansi, that's Kansi from Miss Taylor, from right across, my neighbor, lived right across from us. She passed away in New York. I think it is sometime this week. Don't forget to be it. Monday, I think it was, she said. So, my condolences. And Cardinal, I had a conversation. So many persons are dying now that we know and of age, and it simply means, hey, the wake-up call. Well, my mother once told me when I was in sympathy with her, even more than me, then my younger sister passed. I taken my forward self to go to tell my mother. I said, "I don't really know how you feel, but I think I know how you feel because I, as the older brother, feeling so bad that my younger sister would have died before me. So you as a mother having to bury a kid, I know you must be feeling terrible because, you know, as nature would have it, I think the older ones would go before the younger ones." My mother listened up without saying anything. And when I was done, she looked me straight in the face and said, "Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it's God said when." Not to laugh. I hate sympathizing when I said, "Oh, I didn't know that." There you go. Is I die first or this and that? It's God said when. So, folks, a little bit of humor in between the earth. It's often easy to pray for death. When that final moment is telling you, it's never acceptable. And we born, we live, and we die. But somehow we just cannot, for whatever reason, we just cannot come to terms with death. And even though we said you have to die to go to heaven, and we said people have lived by the book, the Bible that is, and when to go and worship, we still mourn the loss, and they're not never happy. Even Pastor Stanley would have gone out the other day. Man of God. And people are crying that he has gone in his 90s. And we should be happy. He's gone to heaven. He's gone to be with the Lord. Perhaps sitting on the right hand of the Father. But we just didn't come to terms with it. So, I don't know. We have to just come to terms. Anyone want to send some sympathies now, they can book that. And if not, we're going to go into sports. But along the way, we can always come up with that. So, 563-999-3693. You are in tune to the Caribbean Global Voices. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And we can I hear someone saying something? If not, background music for the sports. morning, David. David, you're coming into some sad news from our end here. So don't know if you listened while you were offline for the inspiration portion. We had, in the beginning, 4 days from now, we're going to be remembering Miss Eunice Francis, who would have left us in the month of May. So we had some requested songs for her. And of course, we just came in to hear of the sad passing of Murchison's family and Barbara's family and my family. Those are, we know other persons who have passed too, but those are what we spoke about.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Ivor.
Yes,
he was right, he was saying that we are never prepared for death, you know, so all we can say is condolences to those who have lost their loved one. Martrice and Barbara, yeah, so we can say we just got to say condolences. We just got to be strong for each other here in this time, in this crucial time, instead of, you know, lift up each other. Never easy. Words are not enough. So just would like to say condolences again, Barbara and Martrice.
But you forget Bud Dog here, man. What's going on with that, man?
Yeah.
My husband passed too, David.
Who? No, you are, you know, and Ivor, I say condolences to you too, Ivor. Sorry about that.
I'm just kidding, man.
You know, just as I said, words we can't say no. Cannot say any words of comfort and with your family, because it's always a painful time there.
Well, you know, we're into sports and Indies is alive and well, so.
We're welcome to the Saturday morning show. Just let me say good morning to the ladies, Barbara, Martrice, Lynette, and all the ladies of the world, and the mother of the nation. I'd like to say good morning to each and every one. Good afternoon, good night. Also to the gentlemen, Cardinal, Hardley, Leon, Dennis, Ivor. Good morning to each and every one. Then good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. I say, Ivor, this year we're down here in Florida is in sports heaven, because we're all spoiled, because the hurricane started the dream run to get to the college championship. It's cut short, but here we have two other teams down here. The Panthers and the Heat are turning it out in the hockey league and the basketball league. And I'd just like to say, to Miami Heat, go Heat. And to the comeback cats, as they're called, go Panthers. So the Crockins and the Star, Dallas, they won that series 2-1. And they played yesterday. But before we go on to that, we had the comeback cats. It's on the longest game they played on Thursday night. And I guess it went into 4 overtime. They won 3-2. So, as I said, congrats. And the Stars and the Golden Knights won that. They're leading that series 1-0. They won 4-3. Today, the comeback cats will play at 8 o'clock. And tomorrow, The Stars will play the Knights at 3 p.m. And Monday, the Panthers versus the Hurricane. So the Panthers is leading that series one. It's game one. And the Knights. I will turn to the basketball, Ivor. And the Miami Heat went into Boston. And they took game, the two games that it's played there. So they're coming to Miami, leading the series to the nil. Last night game, they won 111-105. And if my memory serves me correct, I think, trying to see if I can pull up some more scores, I think
the Lakers are down.
Yeah, the Lakers. That's what I'm looking for, Ivor. The Lakers, I think the Lakers are down 2-0, I think. I'm not sure. I'm trying to find that score. So, you know, as I said, the playoffs is eating up, Ivor. And going down, Ivor, it's going down. Now we turn to the Bartlett Premier League. And as earlier said, that Arsenal drawing those three matches lost that championship. And I can say we can just hand Man City the trophy, because I don't think Arsenal can get back into that game there. They're already leading. So we have some games that was played today. Brentford trashed Tottenham 3-1 in the earlier game. And we have Man U leading 1-0 in their game right now against Beaumont. Fulham play Crystal Palace. Aston Villa and Liverpool and Everton and Wolves. All those games start at 10. And at 12:30 is Arsenal versus Nottingham Forest. Now we look at the standing, Ivor. As I said, Man City is out front. They play some 35 matches and they have 85 points, comparing to Arsenal play 36 and they have 81 points. And Newcastle is in third position. They play some 36 matches and they have 69 points, followed by Man U. Play some 36 matches and have 69 also. So Liverpool play 37 and have 66. It comes up next. Brighton is in sixth position. They're on 58. Villa is in seventh. They're on 58. Tottenham is in eighth. They're on 57. Brentford is on 56, ninth position, and Fulham 10 and 52. Crystal Palace is on 44. Chelsea is on 43. Wolves is on 41. Beaumont is on 39. They're in 14th position. West Ham is on 37. Nottingham Forest is on 36. They're in 16th position. Everton comes next on 17. They're on 33. Leeds, 18 and 31. Leicester City, 19 and 30. And Southampton, which is already, who is already eliminated, are relegated. They're on 24. So next Sunday, we will have Championship Sunday, and we'll be crowning Manchester City again. I don't see them being caught. So, Ivor, we are getting down there. Now we turn to cricket, and just before I go on, West Indies announced that they will have the woman play a travel business class in a single room, just like the men. And that's a good thing. I don't care what sort of cricket, whether it's men or women, you stay in the hotel. You shouldn't be bunking. We don't have kids. They're not kids where we bunk people. They're grown people. They should have separate groups. So I must say kudos to them for that. Also, Mr. Ponting is talking about the disparity in the cricket and saying the ICC could fix that, because he made reference to the West Indies and the other teams, and that they can't compete because their players are always, and he, as I said, he specifically referred to the West Indies, their players are always going out and playing franchise cricket instead of playing for their country. And he's appealing to the ICC to fix that. You know, West Indies also, their A-team is down there in Bangladesh. Their match is drawn. Their four-day game there, West Indies A versus Bangladesh A. West Indies A, by the first, they made 427 for 70 clear. With Tigna Ryan Chandrapal, 83. Kirk McKenzie, 86. 26 to Raymond Reefer. Alec Atanase is 85. Joshua De Silva, 77. Not out is Kevin Sinclair, 53. 427 for 70 clear. Bowling for Bangladesh. Musfiq Hasan gets 3 for 54 from 20 overs. The chairman bowler Martin spent 39.3 overs, 9 maidens, 116 runs, and 2 wickets. When they batted, they were bundled out, they were bowled out for 264, with 95 going to Safif. If Hasan, 95 from 71 balls. There's some 14 fours and 2 sixes in that. Jake Ali getting 64. If Hussein getting 40, 30 to Nakir Hasan. Bowling for West Indies. Alistair McKeer bowled 15 overs, 2 maidens, 60 runs, and he picked up 5 wickets. It's 2 wickets apiece to Raymond Reefer, 2 for 40, and Akeem Jordan, 2 for 53. Those were, when they batted a second time, they were asked to follow on. They batted, they were 187 for 7, with Shadman Islam getting 64, 36, not out to Jake Ali, 20 each to Mamadoul Hasan Joy, 20, and Rashad Hussein got 20, 187 for 7. Bowling for West Indies, 8. The second in the next is Moti. Moti got 2 for 13 from 5. And Yasir McAllister getting 2 for 48 from 11. So that match ends in a draw there. This morning, IPL, and I said they're getting down to the business end of the IPL now, Ivor, where teams are jockeying for position. You have Chennai Super King play the Delhi Capital, and Chennai defeated Capital. With Chennai made 223 for 3 in their 20 overs. The scorecard reads: Evan Conway gets 87 for 52. He had 11 fours and 3 sixes. 29 to Saquad, 22 to Dube, and Ibeja getting 20 knocked from 7 ball, yeah, 360. 3-4 and a 6. The 223 for 3. All the bowlers went around the park. They were wicked to Almeida. They were wicked to Nokia. They were wicked to Shakira. When they batted, they could only muster 146 for 9. With David Warner, the lone standout, 86 from 58 ball with 7 fours and 5 sixes. 15 to Akshar Patel and 13 to Dole. Those were the only other person to get into double figures. 146 for 9. Deepak Chahar get 3 for 22 from 4. The 2 wickets to Kishana, 2 wickets for 23 from 4. And 2 wickets for 22 for Paterina. So Chennai is in the top 2. Yeah, the Gujarat Titans is already qualified for the playoff and waiting to see who they'll play. The 1 and 2 will determine their. So the Super King, they play 14 matches. They're on 17 points, while the Titans is on 18. The Super Giants is in third. They're on 15 from 13. Royal Challengers Bangalore on 14 from 13. Rajasthan Royal is on fifth. They're on 14 from 14. Mumbai Indians are 14 from 13. Calcutta Knight Rider on 13 from they play 13. They're on 12 points. They're in number 8. Punjab King play 14. They're on 12. Delhi Capital, they played 14 and they're on 10. They are out of that playoff. Sunrisers at the bottom of the table, they play 13 and they're on 8. So I will that next week we will be in Atlanta for the Desmond Lewis Masters up there in Atlanta. We also the Lakme Super Giants are presently playing KKR. Super Giants are batted first at 35-1. So Ivor, that's it from cricket in the West Indies. We'll be playing down there in Sharjah later. And then go on to the qualifiers to play to see if they could make it into the World Cup. And I think they have a daunting task. I see Mr. Haynes says that Maya was available, but they were sticking with the team that went and did well down in South Africa.
Yeah, well, for the first time, I'm disagreeing with Mr. Desmond Haynes.
Yeah.
I said, had Maya make himself available for a few overs, and he is on form. What was not under any punishment, disciplinary punishment, and he's available, fine. I'm not saying for him to do what he likes or for anyone to cricket with them. But since we don't know much about what was going on, I know he was supposed to travel a few times and miss flights and all that kind of stuff. That's neither here nor there with me. The flight went on, whatever, that's in-house business. I'm saying, in all fairness, he made himself available, his wife. As a matter of fact, when women speak, they're powerful. The wife is the one who wrote to them to say, he's available. My husband is ready and go, whether she's the influenza. Because I always believe
if you cannot get it done to get through to somebody, you get to somebody who can get it done. And if you have the wife in your corner saying, it's me who will make him play and play for West Indies, by all means, use her. She's involved. They say happy wife, happy life. Make her happy. Get my happy. He down there making all kind of runs in India for his team. Was on the winning side again yesterday. I am using him. Don't always allow these guys to use you. These guys use West Indies. You gotta use him, you use him. We want to qualify. He says he's available. Don't think you're sticking with it and then you're gonna leave out Athanase. But anyway, tomorrow with the heavyweights you're gonna be hectic. And David, I'm gonna invite you in tomorrow because Audley has taken some of the cold weather down to Jamaica. I don't know if you're gonna be very pleased with that. He's on his way to Jamaica today. And you know what he did? He said he's gonna send me the birthdays, anniversaries and events that would have taken place. That and for the rest of the week, so I'll have to let Leon know. I'll be in on time to just bring the Walter Henry birthdays and anniversary hour from 7 o'clock tomorrow. So
live hardly can take it. He takes his weather south. It's fine with me. When he comes here in Florida, then you know it's
that's really
taking off further south. You know.
Be careful what you say now because he's the show. He requested a song this morning. It was played. So everything you say now, he knows your voice very well. Be careful.
As long as he stay clear of Florida, I'm good.
Yeah.
Good morning, David. I told you this morning that I already decided to go further south to get his sunshine because he tired of you.
Okay. You know, once he go further south, you know, stay clear of Florida.
Oh,
you know, I'm good.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
I'm good. Driver told me. He didn't say it was a true story, so I didn't know what to make of it.
He can go to Alaska or, you know, anywhere, but stay clear of Florida. Keep his weather.
I guess Adley made the right move to give you your peace then.
Just a quick score here, Wolves. And this game is still nil all. Crystal Palace, Fulham is still in all. Villa is leading Liverpool 1, and Manu and Beaumont is 1. Just some quick updates. All right, guys, so that's it for me, sports here. Until we talk again next week. I've been in Atlanta. I don't know if I will not be able to do the sports next week. Because
David,
I'm heavily involved.
You know me, I'm a drill master. I'll be right inside there, so chances are I'll be drilling you till you go to David.
Yeah. Well, I'm more than likely heavily involved there, so just in let you know now. And I know you'll be out too because you're a part of this team that will be up there next week for the Masters. Incidentally, I've always told that the tournament starts on Friday, but that message wasn't conveyed to us until earlier this week. There was an email, and I saw the schedule stating that the tournament starts on Friday, so I tell the organizers that there was no plan made on my part to be up there for Friday. If they knew that, then that message should have been conveyed to us earlier, so we could have made that arrangement. So
You guys are coming in this Saturday?
No, we're coming up Friday, but you really down here Friday morning, so we'll be up there Friday evening. So, you know, we can't, if, as I said, the vehicle to carry the equipment that we're bringing up, we will not pick up that vehicle until Thursday evening, because as I said, it wasn't conveyed to us that this tournament will start on Friday. We're going after the assumption that last year it started Saturday, and that the organizers didn't mention that to us. So,
I go from Friday though, and when they told me, it was Friday. But anyway, well, that is done and done.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how that goes, because I prepared for the Friday, go from the Friday.
We didn't know that. Promoters didn't say that to us. That was surprised.
I see they can get some radio coverage for the Friday. Then.
Okay. All right, so Ivor, Cardinal, let's come in and meet your many fans. Greet your many fans, you know. Just like to say for me, until we talk again.
Mr. David, have a great day, man.
Yeah,
let's see if you're going to forget anybody this morning, David. That's what I always wait for. I stay in here playing job, trying to huff him. You know when you huff a man? I'm standing by to huff him. So, Colonel, greet your special fans. And
well, good morning, good morning. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. There are a lot of condolences to spread around. I got to say offer condolences to Ivor and Barbara and their extended families, to Kathleen, to Cecilia, Babsy, and Matrice, who've also lost loved ones during the course of the week. So my first act was to say, you know, condolences, difficult time, difficult season, but there's always room to celebrate, because you notice now that people don't go to funerals. They go to a ceremony for the celebration of the life of this person who has passed on from this plane of existence. So there's always room to celebrate, and your loved ones would always want you to do that. So, with that said, I convey my condolences to all my lost loved ones, a day for us and to this show for over the course of last week. Some of it, as we see, as we heard Ivor detail this morning, some of it has been rather sudden, and we know that the kind of shock that, you know, those incidents can bring about. So we hope that, you know, people will bounce back and, you know, continue and move on, you know, feel their wounds, appreciate their scars, and live on. And with that said, let me say good morning now to the special fans of the entertainment show, and beginning with the people of New York. Matrice, Donna, Ina, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisbet. Good morning to you, and welcome to the entertainment show for today. March 20th, on the lower side of March, getting close to the middle of the year. I'm going to go over to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Emma Thompson and my good man Carlos. Things are a little quiet now until maybe, you know, they're going to think of something to party about. Good morning to you. Keep partying. Keep celebrating. We love it when you do. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette and the crew over there in St. Kitts. I'm hoping that things are going pretty well. You know, expectations are, well, expect the unexpected. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Duo and his staff there at 20 Different Vision. And to Carmen Lady C. Griffin, good morning to you. I'm also going to say good morning to my dear friend, Earl Sergeant, friend and classmate listening to us over here. And I'm almost reserving Cecilia for Nevis these days. I get so much so accustomed to talking to her over there in Nevis. But she's back in New York, so let me just ask Cecilia and say good morning to you. I got to switch boundaries now. I got to remember to switch boundaries, Cecilia. But good morning to you, my classmates, nevertheless. I'm going to go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle over there in the UK, hoping that they're having, if the weather is warming up, they're having late night sunshine and all that kind of thing. So it should be a joyous over there in the UK, in spite of everything else, coronation and all. Good morning to you. I'm going to come across the channel where I'm going to say good morning to Fort Lauderdale and to Ellie Mack. We had the occasion to speak with the brother earlier this week. He sounds good and, you know, really upbeat. We like to hear him that way. Good morning, Ellie Mack. Good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her brother Malik and little sister Kenaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. Well, we want to hear your voice chipping, you know, there in, there. But give us a buzz, Cutner. We know you're listening in. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. I'm going to say good morning to Barbara, Monique, and Yvette. I'm not sure if I can say good morning to Monique in Georgia, though. Monique slipped out of Georgia and taken a vacation over there in the beautiful island of Anguilla. So probably I should say good morning to her over there. Hoping we will be saying good morning to all the other fans who are surrounding her in Anguilla. Have a great time, Monique. And finally, I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. Good morning. And, hey, Yvonne, we got to have a little chat. So remember to call me. I'll call you. And finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, the favorite fan of entertainment. Sorry, the inspirational person. As I was educated this morning, she adopted that as her own, her special friendship. So listen to the entire show, but the entertainment section is her favorite element. So good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the entertainment show. We love having you. Back to you, Ivan.
Yeah, you waited a while there to say, boy, I was just waiting, boy. You said Cecilia, Bob. You said Cecilia, Bobsy, and your brain freeze. And I said, Lord, Miss Munches. When you think I'm doing but you catch yourself. But anyway, for all of the folks who are in mourning, there's a special song here requested by Kathleen. And Kathleen, I shouldn't even call her name, but they said, boy, this cardinal guy just don't want to stay from me, boy. He went and get Tosh from my family, and he's sticking with another person, a tweet person, something, happy birthday to you. Anyway, they said,
lay down, my dear brother. lay down and take your rest. I wanna lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, for Jesus loves you best. I bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.
I bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.
Lay down, my dear brother, lay down and take your rest. I wanna lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, for Jesus loves you best. I bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.
I bid you good night,
good night, good night.
On a season morning bright and early and soon, good night,
good night,
good night. Now they're picking up the spirit to the shore beyond, good night. Walking in the valley of the shadow of death, good night. His rod and his staff gonna comfort me,
oh,
good night.
Goodbye.
Join the wild and say the call is fine, good night.
Goodbye.
No sin of fire, not a flood next time, good night.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Help me for the heart. That wonderful boat, good night. She really loaded down, getting water to flow,
oh,
good night.
Good night, good night.
Now be for the beast at the ending of the world, good night.
Good night, good night.
Eat all the children that would not be good, good night.
Good night, good night.
I remember right well, I remember right well, good night. I went walking to Jerusalem just like John. Good night,
good night,
good night, oh, good night. Lay down, my dear brother, lay down and take your rest. I wanna lay your head upon your Savior's breast. But Jesus loves you best. I bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.
I bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.
Oh,
good night,
good night.
Good night, good night, good night, those who have gone on to be with the Lord, and those who are left to mourn, be comforted. And Kathleen was the one who requested that and directed me to play this song for all who are in mourning at this time. Well, right about now, we're going to take care of the Antigua Care. So, Cardinal, stand by for that. Because we'll just have it soft in the background, Colonel. You can go ahead and represent the Antigua Care, Dawn and Debbie. They're not available at this time, and they asked that we would do some representation on their behalf. And you've been summoned to the podium, sir.
Well, you know, destitution is not unfamiliar to any of us. And we know that any of us can fall into that trap at any time in the course of our lifetime. Sometimes some of us are fortunate enough to avoid those pitfalls. But whenever it does, whenever we do, we would like to have a helping hand, even someone to stretch out a hand and lift us so that we can get back on our feet. Well, that is kind of something that Dawn and Debbie do with their charity program, Antigua and Barbuda Care. So here we are, putting a plug in for that organization. It's hard work. It's there are no material rewards. The only reward that you get is the satisfaction of knowing that you're trying to do something to bring someone back on their feet. So Dawn and Debbie are tireless laborers in that field. So we are asking our fans and our listening audience to do whatever they can to contribute and assist these two young ladies in that monumental endeavor. And we hope for them that the best of their achievements would shine a light in someone else's life, in the darkness that they might be. Contiga and Barbie, okay, we offer our assistance to them. Thank you, Eva.
Anniversaries and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments my Ruby son. Mr. Audley Watson, who compiled these and none other to bring them to you. And Mr. Cardinal Mills.
Yes, today is May 20th, the 133rd day of 2023. Here are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, brought to you by the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of West Indies, former West Indies wicketkeeper out of Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Derek Murray. It's also the birthday of Reg Pereira. He's out of Guyana. He's a cricket commentator. Linda De La Pena, former Jamaica sports commentator. He died in 2017. Jamel Warrican is out of St. Vincent. Current West Indies player out of India, Anjum Chopra, female cricketer, Ramesh Power, Gopal Bose, out of England, Keith Fletcher, Sarah Jane Taylor, female cricketer, out of Pakistan, Imran Fahad, out of Bermuda, Stephen Outerbridge, out of Australia, Andrew Hilditch, and Kaushal Lucaracci, out of Italy, Damian Crowley, out of the Netherlands, Sandra Cotman. Out of Bangladesh, Shaljad Ahmed. Out of Kenya, Deepak Chudema. Out of New Zealand, Daryl Mitchell. And our own Arthur Bell, who died in 2014. His birthday is today. American actor James Stewart. Pop singer Sherlyn. Rapper Busta Rhymes. Moshe Dayan, Israeli military and political leader. Roger Miller, former Cameroon football player. Patrick Ewing Jr., his birthday is today. Craig Melvin, a journalist and anchor. Jose Mojica, the 40th president of Uruguay. In 1293, earthquake strikes Kamakura in Japan, killing 30,000 people. In 1310, shoes were made for both right and left feet. Shoes. Okay. Thought they had choose mostly before that. Unless
okay.
I should ask Ivor about that. In 1506, explorer Christopher Columbus died of gout or arthritis. And others say it was from something else called writer's syndrome. In 1775, citizens of Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, declared their independence from Great Britain in 1830. The first World War Railroad timetable was published in the newspapers in Baltimore. In 1862, the U.S. President Abraham Lincoln signed into the law the Homestead Act, to provide cheap land for the settlement of the American West. What they didn't tell you here is that cheap land was provided to the Europeans, the white people who were coming over to the United States. In 1873, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis patented the first blue jeans with copper rivets. In 1917, Turkish government also authorizes Jews to return to Tel Aviv and Jaffa. In 1926, Congress passes the Air Commerce Act, licensing of pilots and aeroplanes. In 1927, Britain recognizes the independence of Saudi Arabia. In 1932, Amelia Earhart leaves Newfoundland on her journey to become the first woman to fly solo and nonstop across the Atlantic. In 1954, Chiang Kai-shek becomes the first president of nationalist China. In 1959, Japanese-Americans who had been deprived of U.S. citizenship were restored to citizenship of the United States. Remember, during the Second World War, just being Japanese, you were suspected of being against the United States, and these people were put into internment camps and deprived of all civil and human rights. In 1961, a white mob attacks the Freedom Riders in Montgomery, Alabama. We recall that. In 1965, Yorkshire cricket team were all out for 23 versus Hampshire at Middlesbrough in England. In 1971, Pentagon reports blacks constitute 11% of U.S. soldiers in Southeast Asia. Wow. In 1980, fire in a nursing home in Kingston, Jamaica killed 167 people. In 1985, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closes above 1,500 for the first time, for whoever that means something to. Today, the Dow Jones Average are somewhere above 33,400. In 1989, China declares martial law in Beijing. In 1991, the Soviet Parliament approved the law allowing citizens to travel abroad. That's kind of strange. In 1997, U.S. President Bill Clinton signed an executive order barring new U.S. investment in Burma, which is now Myanmar, effective May 21st, and an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In 2005, an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In 2011, wrestler Macho Man Randy Savage died after suffering a heart attack. In 2012, English singer-songwriter, producer Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees after a long battle with colon cancer. In 2018, President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela wins a second term in an election marked by boycotts and accusations of vote rigging. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today.
Yes, and just about 1310, I had shoes one size fit all. And then I say, you know what happened? Put one on the left and one on the right.
So, oh, I don't know. How it went. I thought I should ask you about that.
Yes, it was one size fit all. That's it. But decide we're going to start dealing with bikes
and one left and right. So we came to our senses and I said, let's make a left shoe and a right shoe. But,
okay.
Sorry, I have to tell you here. Your great grandfather, he had two left feet. So we had to make two left feet, two left for him. But, yeah, we were accommodating him. He was a great man. So we were just making all left shoes because a lot of people, you heard the term, right? Boy, he got two left feet, boy.
You remember when you used to call the sandals with the chop in the back? You used to call it Jesus shoes.
Jesus shoes, yeah.
That came in the song, right? So if Jesus was wearing that kind of shoes, then left shoes had to be left shoes and right shoes. They got a historical note there, man. I got to go on early about that. Those were not shoes.
Well, let me tell you, it got better than that. The closest we came to Jesus, Jesus was always close to Jesus. We used to make shoes out of motor car tires, no left, no right. Better to remember. Motor car tires.
Yeah, but that was recently. That's when they deprived us of our own material we used to make shoes with. So we had to use discarded material. That came out of our creativity.
Yeah, but
afterwards they used to make those in the parrot as well.
Too, because there were no left, no right. You just make them and your foot gets down in. That's it. Yeah, like I said, they were really made for people with two left feet.
Okay.
Yeah, I have another requested song here for those who left to mourn here. And here it is. Before, stand by for your commentary, Samuel.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers.
Oh, how well I know some of my
Sandrine will have a commentary for us, and we'll swing into the Bible thing in the last hour.
You know, on April 22nd, on April 20th, 2022, a little more, more than a year ago, a group of mainly black female students, athletes from the Delaware State University, were traveling in their tour bus from Florida on I-95. They were members of the university's women's lacrosse team. They had just finished a game against Fisher University in Florida. When they got to Liberty County in the state of Georgia, the sheriff's deputies stopped the bus for a traffic violation, ostensibly for traveling improperly in the left lane. Having stopped the bus, sheriff's deputies boarded the bus and immediately imposed upon the students to tell them whether they had any contraband hidden anywhere on the bus, and specifically mentioning marijuana or other drug paraphernalia. They emphasized that marijuana was still illegal in the state of Florida. They further threatened the students with harsher consequences if they found any drugs after they conducted their search. So apparently they had decided to board the bus and do a search. So they're informing the students, well, before we search, you tell us whether you got anything hidden on here, because if we search and we find it, it's going to be worse for you. We can't help you then. That's literally exactly. After that, we can't help you. We can't do anything for you. They brought in their canine unit and searched the student's luggage. But you know what? They found no contraband. Now, following this incident, the Delaware State University lodged a racial discrimination complaint, and the U.S. Department of Justice launched an investigation. On Monday of this week, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, reached a settlement county sheriff's office. Under the settlement agreement, the sheriff's office will review, its bias-free policing policies, make necessary updates to its policies on traffic enforcement and searches, and develop and implement data collection procedures. Sounds nice and fancy, but there are several things wrong with this, and I'll tell you what later. Now, the university's complaint alleged that the staff interrogation and search of their students were unlawful racial discrimination, Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Title VI prohibits organizations which receive federal funding from discriminating on the basis of race. The sheriff's office receives funding from the DOJ. Now, the last time I checked, the U.S. Supreme Court interprets the Fourth Amendment as protecting people's privacy against unreasonable searches and seizures. It says, primarily, if you search someone without having a warrant or some kind of court order, it's unlawful, fundamentally unlawful. But if you got something called probable cause, you can do that. You can search without a warrant if there's probable cause. This means having sufficient evidence that would make it reasonably certain that a crime is being committed. I'm going to repeat it because this is the standard. Probable cause means having sufficient evidence that would make it reasonably certain that a crime is being committed. As it applies to traffic stops, detentions and searches, a detention for a traffic stop should take no longer than it is required to address the traffic violation. Otherwise, it is unreasonable and therefore unlawful in violation of the Constitution's Fourth Amendment. At the time of the stop, Liberty County's first black sheriff, William Bowman, defended the deputies while he's saying, oh well, things could have been done better. Now, on Monday, the university issued a statement saying that they hope that the DOJ closely monitors and evaluates Liberty County Sheriff's Office for its compliance and with the terms of the agreement, and if necessary, reopen investigation if they fail to meet with their obligations. Now, I'm seeing a number of things wrong with this. Now, the test of one's sincerity, to correct a wrong is to use your power to stop the wrong from happening. Now, the Justice Department and the courts have a history of issuing orders, declarations, consent decrees, which go nowhere. And this is particularly evident in law enforcement. So, as far as I'm concerned, this investigation of the complaints by the university against a blatantly racist act by sheriff's deputies is just another token used to pacify black people and over which black people very excited thinking that something is being done. Now, to give you an example, 17th of May this year would make the 69th anniversary of the Brown versus the Board of Education decision that was highly celebrated as the death of racial segregation, particularly in education. But the Supreme Court in that decision said that the school, the Department of Education, should monitor itself and change its practices of segregation with all deliberate speed. Well, that deliberate speed was like, as they say, molasses rolling uphill. It ain't happened yet. So here's another agreement that says the police, the law enforcement officers of the county sheriff's office will determine for themselves when they are in compliance. Another form of BS. The students whose rights as human beings were not protected. And this kind of shenanigans tells us that they don't think that the Constitution is designed to protect the human rights, protect the rights of black people. So they come out under the civil rights banner. And as we celebrate Malcolm X this year, this month, or today, we remember Malcolm X said, civil rights has nothing to do with us. This is a human rights issue. Malcolm X revoked the idea of civil rights to address the situation of black people in America. So they're bringing us now, here is the civil, here is your civil rights. We are doing it under the Civil Rights Act, but it still does not reach out to protect the human interest of those black students on that bus. And here they are creating another shenanigan, making us believe, another smoke screen, making us believe that they are doing something while doing nothing. Waving your arms, but you don't see anything. What is it that the Georgia Sheriff's Office and the court in Georgia do not know about the Fourth Amendment to know that that stuff and the police officers boarding that bus, what is it that they don't know? That boarding that bus was a violation of the student's rights, as should have been protected by the Constitution of the United States. But it wasn't. So you had to step out to see if they did anything to violate Title VI. Only if, only because, only on the basis that the Department of Justice provides funding for the Sheriff's Office. Not because the Constitution says that that is unlawful, not because the Constitution says that those students on that bus have a right to privacy that is attached to their human identity and cannot be separated. That is not the consideration here. The consideration is that, like Malcolm X said, you are only entitled, you can have another bold expression of that same statement. Remember, Malcolm X died in 1965, February 21st, 1965. Heard something Ivor played this morning when he said, look, why are you going to be in those courts? Then in those courts, the only right you have, the only thing you have, is what white people say you can have. Here, years after Malcolm X's death, that same thing is being demonstrated by the Department of Justice's shenanigan about doing an investigation. Why not complete the investigation? A settlement agreement. Why not complete the investigation and identify who went wrong where? And the university comes back and says, well, we hope that they monitor to make sure of the sheriff's office compliance. And then if they don't comply, you reopen the investigation. Why not complete the investigation? Tell them where they went wrong and tell them this is what you said right. You all see this setup here? That's what we get all the time. Setup. Smoke screens. Pipe dreams. And fantasy. That's my thought.
Yes, indeed. We have to keep going despite the losses. That's a line in our writings this morning. Yes, indeed, we're grieving, and folks, especially in Munstrat and Cartola, British Virgin Islands, that's the British, the territories of the UK, are mourning the loss of loved ones. And once the morning to Dennis, and Dennis Leon wanted to know if you're coming in your shorts this morning or you're coming in your long days. So when you get a chance, you can answer that question. But like we said, we had some losses. Dennis's mother would have gone oddly. Mother, now I have a mother-in-law and a Barbara's sister-in-law. So we're definitely mourning and Marcus's family. Fancy from Miss Taylor. It's ironic we would all say, Fancy from Miss Taylor. Cecilia from Miss, those kind of things. So
The well-known name was Taylor. So it's from Miss Taylor. Yep. Well,
that's an African tradition. And if you read your Bible, you'll notice it. Simon, son of Jonah. That's an African tradition.
I got it. You know,
I just remind you, I just show you where it came from.
Yes.
Just showing you where it came from. Yeah, okay.
As they say, the most awesome show on a Saturday. I know we just say, I didn't even know it came from, but look at it, even in the biblical days. You just say it because it's like, it's tradition. It was cool to say, yeah, you know, Cecilia from his thing. That from his fans. Such and such for this. So, even though you're saying this person, you're coming to one stroke. Who it's for, that is it. You're supposed to know the person. You know, such and such, for such and such. That's for such and such. And such. It's a good way to identify. Anyway, Baba has requested this song. He said one by Jim Mewes. Well, we just played one by Jim Mewes there. This one is by Tissy Wynan. That's a girl, she said. She's never lost a battle. And
is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I can say praise and worship. C.C. Winans, and Barbara was the one who requested that song as those who are in mourning. We have Lynette with us also. So, Barbara, are you there? Before we bring Lynette.
Yes, thank you so much, honey, for playing that song for us. It is so comforting. I have my niece on the other line. We were worshiping together. So I wouldn't even mind if you can play it again for us just one more time, please. Just before Lynette comes on. Thanks, Lynette.
We have Lynette on already. So let's hear, and then I'll play it right after that. Lynette, good morning. Coming in from over there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Lynette. You notice I couldn't do
any updates. Hey, Cardinal. How are you?
I am well, but you notice I couldn't do any updates in Syndicate because you didn't give me any updates earlier in the week.
Morning,
so tell us what's happening. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, hey, Donna, morning. Good morning. Good morning. Morning. Syndicate.
Oh, Donna, you there?
Well, we've been having some sad things going back and forth, but accidents and this and that. But outside of that, we good.
Okay.
We strong and courageous.
Thing, yes.
And I would like to tell all the people who are mourning to be strong and courageous. I'm strong and courageous. I've been through this.
Okay.
I had my mother, I had my father, I had my husband, I had my grandmother. I mean, I've been through it, and I'm here, strong and courageous. So that's what I would like to tell people who are mourning this morning. Hello?
And don't forget, nothing on me is dead or dying. Could you hold on and stay with us?
Oh,
a
I don't know where you're coming in the picture, but all the people who are mourning this morning, who have people who have passed and all of that, we would like to say condolences and be strong and courageous. That's what I have to say. Where did you come in it?
A requested song.
Jesus.
A repeat of the requested song, so you can get into the worship now. So let's do this, and we'll be right back.
That is right to laugh.
Thank you so much.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my
you
right. You've never lost a battle. I want to say good morning to Angie over there in North Carolina. And she, too, is in mourning. As a matter of fact, she had to pull over on the side of the road when she heard the news yesterday morning on her way to work. That's Miss Angela Perkins over there in North Carolina. You've been through it all. That's what you're telling us here. So with your experience, you have survived, and I assure you would tell the folks you've never lost a battle. God is in it, and once he's in it, and he's for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
I want to say good morning. Yes, you didn't say good morning to Dennis this morning. I wonder if you're still married with Dennis. Are you still
married?
Well,
I was sending out the condolences first, and you played the song, so no. Can I have the chance to say that now?
Oh, of course, by all means, because if you don't, you know.
I want to say morning to everybody, including Dennis and Leon and David. I can't forget David. How could I forget David? And Mertrice. Mertrice will try to come on before the show is done. And Donna, morning. And my dear friend Kathleen down in the Virgin Islands. Morning, morning. And Kathleen and Cam, Cardinal, morning.
Kathleen, is a good friend.
And anybody I miss, good morning.
Kathleen is a good friend. I didn't know that.
Everybody's my good friend. Everybody's my good friend.
But, oh yeah?
I don't have no enemies.
Well, how come you didn't say good morning to me? You call everybody's name except me just now.
Maybe it's my enemy. Maybe now I have one enemy.
Well, make
anyway,
up your mind.
Come on.
Hey. I wonder why you have my name so in your phone. I had to laugh the other day with a picture.
Enemy.
You can have my name stored in. You got my name stored in your phone as down.
As enemy.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
That? No. Oh, that was I called Andy's phone.
Me.
I did call her. They call her phone.
I can now.
Stick with your earlier pronouncement. I don't have any enemy.
Okay, I'll take it back then, Cardinal. I'll take it back.
Yes, you do.
I'll pull it back.
Pull it back, please.
But Cardinal, you're right, you know why Lina don't have any enemies? She told us, you remember?
I don't remember Lina telling me anything. I don't remember telling me why she don't have enemies.
But let me
remind you. She doesn't have any enemies.
Let me remind you and the audience. Because, you know, how old is Lina now? 85, 86, somewhere there? Anyway.
No, 200.
The pastor, hold on, I'm going to give you the story where you told Cardinal Beery, gonna have amnesia. When the pastor asked everyone in the church to come up and forgive their enemies, stand up. And the congregation full, 200 people, 199 persons stood up to forgive their enemies. And Linus was the only person who sat down. So the pastor shut down everybody, didn't even let them go to forgive their enemies. Do it silently. And asked Linus to come up. And say, Linus, quite remarkable that you live this age and you have not been able to have an enemy. Could you tell the congregation how come? And in one sentence, in one tone, Linus told the congregation, I don't have any enemies because I have outlived the bitches.
Okay.
And you get bad enough.
Okay.
That's my story.
Oh, Lord.
Good morning, Dennis. Don't forget
to give me my pastor that.
No, you told it. Wait, you ask your question and you're honest, you're in church. You have to say the truth.
I'm about to say, and because they read the church.
He can't do that because he told the truth. Scooter said to
fool. I'm talking profanity in the church.
No, no, no. Bitches, come on.
What?
How can that be a...
That's profanity.
What? You're
yes.
describing a person? No, no, no.
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 So bastard in the church.
So wait. So bastard is profanity? If you say that
yeah.
he's a bastard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. There are no bad words. They are all good words.
It depends on the context that it's being used.
Exactly. And in that context,
right.
you're describing ladies.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
what a way to describe ladies. Wow.
It's what you say, hey.
It's the ladies?
Morning.
So only enemy I had was ladies?
And it's the most awesome show on a Saturday morning. Get to laugh, son. There's a laugh. Infectious laugh.
Oh,
competition between you and David when it comes to laughing. You know. That's it. David is there, but I guess he has his phone muted still. So, I don't know. Well, you took so long to talk to Dennis that Dennis said he don't even want to say nothing to you. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Uh-oh.
Something wrong.
Uh-oh.
Well, he's there.
Anyway, we, Cardinal, we, you know, we're gearing up for our music festival, and it's going to be big.
Okay.
We got a lot of big names on
it.
So that's what we're gearing up to. That will be June, the last weekend in June.
Well, are you going to go to Ear Supply? Ear Supply, that's one of my favorite groups.
I don't go to those things.
That's fun. Wow.
No, I don't go to those things.
So what about this African guy there?
So it's three days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is the music festival. And on Sunday there's a big fete they call White Sands over at the Carambola Beach Club.
What's the guy's name with his lap? That's what's happening. The African guy. Huh? The African guy that's in this lap. You're
breaking up. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know why either. I'm saying...
Okay, say it again now.
Not Gramsci Morgan, man. The guy from Africa. The popular guy.
Oh, Burma Boy. Burma Boy.
Yeah, Burma Boy, yes. Is he still going to be on the show? For all that?
Yes. He's the hit of the show.
Yeah, no, he's the most popular
apparently.
Guy. Thing there now.
Apparently, he's the hit of the show, ain't so?
Yeah, but this
but
is
we also have a young local boy who is being hit in the charts, Byron Messiah. He's being hit in the charts big time. So he's supposed to be on the show as well. He's up and coming. Getting very popular. He's been in, actually, I've seen some stuff where he's been in England and different parts promoting his music. Which is very good. And he's a very young boy. Very, very young boy. So I'm happy for him.
Okay, so what's the atmosphere like in St. Kitts? I mean, especially after the coronation and the entourage from St. Kitts and Nevis that was up
coronation?
There. Yeah.
It's the same thing here. Nothing has changed in that. For me, nothing has changed. I don't know about anybody else.
The doctor just saying the first time he's gonna try to get reparation, put things in place, emotions in place. What's the mood like for that? What people thinking? Good move, bad move? What is that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the reparation story. I don't know.
We're trying to go republic.
Oh well, yes. There's talk that they're going republic, but you know, 48. Independence is on September this year, and I guess they're gonna go into it after that. I don't know, but it's being talked about. Let me put it that way.
So, what's the consensus?
Republic. Republic is what? A nice word. Make you sound good. Make it sound as if you're going someplace.
I have no idea what it is. To tell you the truth, I don't even make a difference. So we are right now.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's
I have
not.
No idea. Barbados just did it. And Trinidad is a republic. And
But Trinidad leaders are not acting as though Trinidad is a republic.
Well, Trinidad actually has gone that size, so I don't know. And they've been there like that for years, isn't it?
Trinidad became a republic in 1976. And up to now, since 1976. And at this point, they're still not, their leaders are still not acting as though Trinidad is a republic. They're still acting as if Trinidad is a colony. All of the leaders.
Okay, so,
same thing
so
is
see,
happening.
That's what I said.
Same thing,
I
is, happening over, same thing is happening over in Jamaica. Jamaica is supposed to be an independent country. Not a republic yet. It's supposed to be an independent country, but it's still conducting affairs as though it were a colony. So, like you said, it's not going to make any difference. Because, like Mali admonished, our leaders in the Caribbean, the current generation of Caribbean leaders, have not liberated themselves from mental and psychological slavery. There is one exception. When I say Caribbean, there is one exception I'd like to make at this time, current generation of Caribbean leaders, and that is Honorable Mia Motley. All the rest of them, CMT.
She just did that for Barbados.
You know. You mean, I mean, when you look at it, in 1962, Caribbean Federation failed. And since that, no Caribbean leader, no generation of Caribbean leaders, except, you know, Maurice Bishop, you know, referred to it. Gonzales, when he first was actively getting involved in policy, he made reference to it. But you see what they did to Maurice Bishop. Okay? So, all of us now are like, hey, we got the name Republic, but our leaders are not functioning as if those states are Republic. You see, Ivor, when you say if bastard is a profanity, that is the kind of thing that you would like to use the word bastard to represent. Carrying a name that doesn't belong to you. Okay? So,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to Caribbean leaders emerging who would be looking forward to us moving forward, not just by a label or a name, but in the substance of our activities.
Okay,
because
Murphy is just bully away in here and said, before I talk, I must play the song by Jim Reeves, Precious Lord, Hold My Hand. But I'm not just going to be the...
When my way groweth drear, Precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, Precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, Precious Lord, lead me home. My work is all
my race here is run. Let me see by the light thou hast shone. That fair city so bright, where the lamp is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Yes, the late great Jim Reeves, and that song just there by Murphy's. That second one to Murphy's, because Murphy's said she wanted to hear Mercy by Jacob Crabb. And Murphy's, nobody say anything. Let me finish my statement first. Admiral said to tell you, the song is Good Morning Mercy, not Good Morning Murphy's. He believes you request the song because you think they're saying Good Morning Murphy's. And Lynette say she don't want to have nothing to do with you, me, or Barbara, and Kathleen, because too much death in the family, and we deal with dead people. So, first of all, let me say condolence to you.
Lord have mercy.
Connie from Miss Taylor. So I have to say, I have to go back. Yeah, thing. But like I said, keep away from that, because she did me that one time, you know. When I was this Rastaman home in St. Kitts, I went and knocked on the door looking for shelter. And I knocked in hard. She said, who out there? I said, I and I, Jarrah Safari, King of Kings, Judah of Lions, you know, until I say, and the whole thing. She said, oh no, me now open my door. Too much are you out there?
Okay, then.
Lord have mercy. That's all I heard to say. Lord have mercy.
Good morning, Murphy.
Good morning, Eva. Good morning to the entire group and all those in Nevis, my family who are in grieving. A lot of sadness going around. So to all those who are grieving this morning, I send my condolences. My family send our condolences. And we pray that Jehovah comfort you all in your time of grief. We here,
yes,
we have rain, so we are crying.
Amen.
We're putting out our tears. We're letting it out. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, Donna was asking for you this morning, and when you didn't come on, she really wanted to know what was up with that. So I don't know what she has to do with you, but.
Yes. Some difficulties, you know, but, you know, let that be, let that lie. I'm here now, so thank you for listening. And I would like to say to my aunt, to keep the faith, stay strong. We have to go through this, and Jehovah will help us along the way. So he never give us nothing too much that we can't bear. So
amen.
We shall
amen,
virtue.
He knows
Thank
what
you.
He can bear.
Yeah. I thought it was that he never gives us more than that we can bear. So much he's turned it around. She twist up some words there.
Yeah. All of it included.
Yeah.
Like back included, all of that is included.
Donna. Donna, are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I was on mute.
Oh, you had muted yourself. I know you had some homework to do, but we have some listeners on here with the matches over in St. Kitts.
I think we saw the next one yesterday. I was going to do that for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well,
I didn't do the next 2 days yet. I got 2 more days to do.
I told Colonel that. I said, Dan ain't going to tell us nothing about what happened over in Dingus, but he's going to do it for the cricket show. So we understand that too.
I ain't doing it yet. I'm just saying I got to go look for the results. For tomorrow,
yeah.
So we ain't doing it yet.
Right. Well, yeah, they were awesome last week. So I just thought that give you a reminder. That's why I pushed that in here this time.
Yeah, I'll do it for tomorrow.
And I have some.
You didn't even realize that I was here under the bus just now. You saw for me.
No. Easy, sir.
Don't study these people, you understand? These people are troublemakers. Okay.
So, sometimes I drift off to listen to cricket. I watch cricket as well.
Okay. Well, I hope the bus will miss you.
Well, all the same thing, the chance and the bus because he ain't going to go on the train. So that's you.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Help.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in another 4 days' time, we will be remembering. Tomorrow, we're going to remember Mrs. Eunice Francis, too, because demise next 4 days. She's a good lady, too, so we have to remember the time she spent on Earth. I was fortunate enough to meet her, so fine lady. Me on that one. We're coming to the very, very end of a very, very, very good show, in my estimation. Colonel, I think you're going to be pretty much on your own next week because they have the Desmond Lewis Masters here. I've been summoned to do some commentary. I might borrow some of your airtime next Saturday, too, while we're at the park. But you're going to pretty much be on your own. I don't know when you're going to start. It might be maybe 10, so I'll probably be here with you. But it'll be all you. So, we're going to close in this time because it's another 7 minutes. Even a lot of us out here, I know how late is up with. When it was I alone, she said, too many of us out there. So it might be too many of us in here to say goodbye.
And we still got about 7 minutes.
Oh, that's a long. You think that's a long time? I started basketball last night, and 1 minute was like 5 minutes. This is not basketball time.
Gotcha.
Before you know it, we're gone. So let's think of our goodbyes, and then I can probably end the song. So Donna, where are we gonna meet tomorrow?
I don't know yet.
You don't know where we're going
to meet? My error, but I will let you know.
Good.
Okay.
Good answer, Donna.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and say your goodbye. Because we're out of here. Dinner.
Hello?
I said you're going to say goodbye. Well wishes. We're saying goodbye.
Oh, it's me. I thought you were talking to Donna. Sorry. I thought you were talking to Donna.
Listen to Cardinal. Yeah, I'm kind of leading her astray, and she don't realize it. But you go ahead.
Well, I did listen to the show, not from beginning, but I listened. I just want to wish everybody a good week and hope that this coming week will be better than last week. Yep. That's it.
Well, it's a holiday weekend here in the States. Next weekend is Memorial Weekend.
Next weekend is holiday for us as well.
Oh, what is holiday? Oh.
Next weekend is Whit.
Oh, so you have Whit Monday. We have the same Whit. We have Memorial Day here. It's Carnival in Atlanta, so we're inviting the folks to come by. I'm sure we see a lot of folks here in the area for the Atlanta Carnival. I mean, Disney, I remember those days. Let's see, Carnival. Facebook, rest in peace as well. So, Matthew, I know you're going to back there. You didn't tell us about Mama Bobsy. I'm not going to let you get away with it. How's Mama Bobsy?
She's doing okay. Thank you very much. She sends her love always.
Okay, good. That's nice. Little love there. So?
Yes.
All right, Donna, you can say goodbye as well. I know you're multitasking, cricket on one hand. Can give us some schools
well,
and then you can say goodbye. What do you have?
Hello.
I enjoyed the show this morning, and I would just like to wish everyone a blessed Saturday and see you on the radio tomorrow evening at 6 for the cricket show.
Hey. There you go. There you go. All right, right. All right, Channel?
Yes. Let's miss there once again from the platform of the Caribbean Global Voices convey our condolences to all those who have lost loved ones. And some of it, we understand, has occurred somewhat suddenly, unexpected, out of the blue. And I guess people are going to take a little time to get out of their shock. Take all the time you need. Just don't let the grief and the shock overwhelm you so that you don't realize what time it is. My best wishes to all, and I'm hoping that everyone, as usual, would have enjoyed our presentation this morning. Would love to do this again, just for your enjoyment. I'll be back here next week. And until then, everyone, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Cardinal.
You're welcome. What happened? You dropped out?
No, I'm here. Leanne, let's see if Leanne have a message for us. Still here? Mm-hmm. Leanne, are you audible?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we're hearing you now. Yes, you can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. So I just want to take the opportunity to just offer my condolences to Barbara, of course, Mertris and Bobsy and all the others who have lost loved ones. Just hope that God will take care of them. We ask that you tune in tomorrow at 6, the cricket show. Number to call if you can't reach us otherwise is 1-515-605-9850. And just a word to Lynette, where is Fillmore?
Where is he?
Lynette, where is Fillmore?
Yeah, what happened to Phil? I don't know. Nobody checked on him?
I can't find him.
Oh, dear.
He wouldn't answer his phone. I have to call his sister. But I'm just joking. I don't know if he's sick.
Oh, dear. Well, we pray. Keep him in our prayers.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay. Yes, well, folks, it was indeed a pleasure bringing the show to you. Of course, another one down, another Saturday ago, the last one, so Colonel would be going home and docking the ship. And then we go on into June, halfway to the month, into the 6th month. And don't forget that the 7th month is the first of the second half, July, 7-1. Don't forget that. So the first of the second half of the month comes up after June. That's just around the corner. So until such time next week, folks, when we do meet again, I want to say it was indeed a pleasure bringing the show to you. And you can find us tomorrow on the sister station at the Cricket Show, 515-605-9850, from 6 until 9. I have the pleasure of bringing the birthdays tomorrow. Could you believe that? Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour.
Because of my pride.
rivers to cross, and they heard lying. A woman left me, I didn't know why. That is for Ross Mattak. His wife left him suddenly yesterday morning, and he don't know why. That's why I played that song, Many Rivers to Cross. That's Barbara's brother. His wife left him, and he does not know why. Well, when you're on land, they said, if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. If you can't crawl, creep. All means, keep moving. Do something. That's it, folks. That's the end of yet another Saturday morning. It was indeed a pleasure bringing it to you. And next week, do join again at 9 o'clock in the morning when we take you up until 12 noon. Panel will be your host for next Saturday show. And like I said earlier, closing out the month of May. May. I'll be on the cricket field, and of course, I'll be lending my voice to the conversation one way or the other. With that, folks, it's the day. Be the very best of your day.